From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern city of Kirkuk Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle towards Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in on the country's second largest city. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq Friday also killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Iraq, and amidst a starving people, abundant food was found in tunnels created by ISIS, food that could not be eaten.
There's tunnels everywhere in these villages, and they're packed with food and supplies. One guy was saying that he went into the tunnels, and there was enough food to feed the IS for a week if they had to be held down there. I asked them if what they did with the food. People are hungry around here, but they're afraid there's bombs and everything, so they couldn't touch anything.
That's Heather Murdoch. A cyber attack has spread across the United States into parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage which affected several popular websites Friday. Sites affected included the social network Twitter, money transfer services PayPal, music streamer Spotify, and the discussion site Reddit. A company that manages crucial parts of the internet's infrastructure said it was under attack on Friday morning. Dyn, whose servers reroute internet traffic by hosting the domain name, or DNS, said they have resolved the first attack. This is VOA News.